This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
The city's public housing needs cash, lots of it. And a new report looked at some ways to get that done. Here's Steve Burns.
Within a matter of years, says Moses Gates at the Regional Plan Association,
we're going to find buildings that are structurally unsound and legally uninhabitable.
That's the current state of things for a lot of the city's public housing. And once the urgent work is done, Gates says NYCHA can't find itself in this position ever again.
We came up with 10 recommendations that we think would help.
Maybe the most notable is expanding NYCHA's development rights, which would let neighboring landlords build higher for a fee.
Right now, you're only allowed to transfer development rights on the same block, and a lot of times, a public housing development takes up the entire block, which leaves it nowhere to transfer development rights.
But fixing NYCHA is also a societal responsibility, Gates says.
A lot of segments of New York City's civic society need to step up.
He says high-end real estate developers should be paying more in property taxes. Steve Burns, WCBS, News Radio 880.
The week after City Transit Authority President Andy Byford submitted his letter of resignation, he's changed his mind. Marla Diamond has more from the Bronx.
Andy Byford says the concerns he expressed in the resignation letter had been resolved with his bosses at the MTA. He did not provide details. He rode the 4 train to a press conference in the Bronx to tout a plan to speed up bus service.
People were saying to me, giving me live feedback, as New Yorkers do, about what they, the need to improve service reliability. So that's what I'm focused on now. As far as I'm concerned, last week is ancient history.
Byford's frustration with Governor Cuomo was well documented after a reorganization plan took the oversight of modernizing subway signals away from his team. He announced yesterday that the responsibility is back in their hands.
We are on the same page of wanting to improve the subway, transform the bus network, make things accessible.
Byford says he knew the job would come with its frustrations, adding, "That's why they pay you the big bucks, I suppose." In the Bronx, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Some good news for drivers in New Jersey. The Turnpike Authority will not raise tolls next year on the New Jersey Turnpike or the Garden State Parkway. Officials say traffic and revenue are expected to rise next year, so toll hikes will not be necessary. 2020 will be the 8th straight year without toll hikes by the authority.
Nurses and politicians are calling for better staffing ratios at hospitals and nursing homes. WCBS's Rich Lamb has more from their rally today in Lower Manhattan.
What do we want?
Safe staffing!
When do we need it?
Now!
Scores of registered nurses rallied, calling on the state health department to establish minimum staffing ratios in hospitals and nursing homes. Alicia McMyers has been an RN at Harlem Hospital for 27 years. She says they're asking for
ratios that are clear and defined that say in a critical care area you have one nurse to possibly 2 patients, not 4 or 5. In a med-surg unit, you have one nurse to maybe 6 or 7 patients, not 15 and 20. There's a huge difference there, as you can see.
The nurses say staffing shortages can literally be a matter of life and death. In Lower Manhattan, Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.
What do we want?
Safe staffing!
When do we want it?
Craig Allen in the WCBS Weather Center. Rain moves in, and then what?
And then we have a rainy night. It's as simple as that. Most of the night, anyway, will be kind of damp and somewhat cool. Towards morning, it'll be dropping into the 50s. But then tomorrow, it's much, much better, and Thursday, too. So for tonight, really kind of nasty all around. Lows near 55, about 50 in the suburbs. Tomorrow, though, when the sun breaks through, we get back up into the mid-60s, sort of like yesterday. And Thursday, also mostly sunny, with highs in the mid-60s, in between a clear Wednesday night. Right now it's 60, and the humidity is 89%. Watching that rain come across the New Jersey-Pennsylvania border now, the steadier rain anyway, and we'll have a low tonight of around 55.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.